Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore in Columbus, Ohio, getting ready for Atlanta United and the Columbus Crew tomorrow night. 7:40 is your kick time, 6:30 for the pregame show here on 92.9 The Game with Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz. Club World Cup update. We're in the 59th minute. Chelsea with a 2-0 lead over Esperance. That would mean the Blues would advance as the runners-up in their group and face Benfica on the weekend. Let's get caught up with Atlanta United. I mentioned that Inter Miami has advanced, and they'll be coming to Atlanta on Sunday against PSG. So that means Atlanta United's match that was scheduled for Saturday in MLS play is going to be rescheduled. Kind of be weird if Atlanta goes to Fort Lauderdale and then Inter Miami comes to Atlanta to play. It'd be a little strange. So that game's going to get rescheduled for later in the season. Expect an announcement imminently on that. Bad announcement came out today from Atlanta United. Midfielder Jay Fortune expected to miss the remainder of the 2025 season after a confirmed mid-foot sprain that will require surgery. I'm not up on the physiology of this one, but he's going to have surgery to fix the issue. I'm not sure if it's muscle or tendon related, but a real blow for a player who I feel like over these past maybe 18 months has really elevated his game and really become an essential part of the club. He was with Trinidad and Tobago in the Gold Cup, and it was a really awkward moment where he was injured. A player from Saudi Arabia in the last group stage game kind of grabbed him and twisted, and the way that he fell was extremely awkward. I thought it was his knee at first. It's actually in the foot. So Jay Fortune likely going to miss the rest of the season. He'll have surgery, and then you'll have a better sense on recovery time after the surgery. But a huge loss for Atlanta United. Now, it's in a position on the field where you have some depth. But Jay Fortune, I think, over these past few matches where he had paired up with Alexei Maranchuk in front of Bartosz Schlesz, I think you saw what this team could be and what they could grow into. And now you're going to have to ask somebody, whether that's Mateusz Klich, whether that's Tristan Muyamba, whether that's Will Riley, or maybe Bartosz Schlesz stepping up into a higher role. You're going to have to ask somebody to give you what Jay Fortune has given you. And that's not even getting into the fact that Fortune has played some fullback, some wingback, some winger when the team's been in a 4-3-3. He's played a number of different positions this season, sometimes in the same match. And now you're losing that. So opportunity for others, but a huge, huge loss for Jay Fortune. And I just hate to see it as we've gotten to know Jay over the years. And such a hard worker, such a team first guy. He wouldn't want this to be about himself, but I really feel for him in terms of this is a good spot in his career where he's been playing well. He's been a fixture with his national team, and now he's going to miss significant time after surgery. We'll keep you updated on his recovery. So it's Atlanta United and Columbus tomorrow. You don't have Jay Fortune in that one. There are quite a few others that are out on the injury list. Derek Williams, that was announced that he'd be out for a while, maybe another 3 weeks or so on that. No Steon Gregerson still. Tristan Muyamba was in contention to get back for this match as he's rejoined training, but is not going to be part of the group. And Josh Cohen injured. I mean, I feel like the list got a lot longer over the past couple of weeks. So Columbus's list of who they're going to be missing, it's sizable as well. Players away on national team duty, also dealing with injuries. So kind of a weird one to get a feel for, and a weird one for Atlanta United coming off of a bad loss at Yankee Stadium against NYC, and another weird long layoff. So we had the chance to speak to people yesterday after training, and Brooks Lennon spoke to the media. I had the conversation with him just kind of like where things are right now after that break. And here is part of my conversation with Brooks Lennon.
Important are those opportunities to get away for a little bit to reset for this last push?
Yeah, it's super important. You know, it's kind of almost breaks up the season in two seasons. So it's important to kind of reset. And, you know, when we've come back to training, the training's been very good, a lot of hard work. You know, we've implemented a lot of new ideas. And, you know, I think, you know, the quality has been very high. So I hope we can take that into you know, the game against Columbus.
After the break and getting time away, and I know kind of everybody scattered a little bit, everybody does their own thing. What was the vibe back, first day back, as you get ready for Columbus?
Yeah, I think it's excitement for the remaining 16 games. You know, we're excited to try to, you know, put, you know, the right foot forward now, and you know, get everyone together and create a strong culture. And no matter what happens, you know, give everything, like I said, for Atlanta United and the club and the fans, because they deserve it.
That was Brooks Lennon after media, or after training, speaking to the media on Monday. It was Lennon's mistake that ended up having the game turn against New York City, and it's not anything about the quality of a player that he is. It was a bad decision in a bad moment, and the team was punished for that bad decision, a turnover in the defensive third in a spot where he just can't turn the ball over. We'll see if Brooks Lennon can bounce back after getting that little bit of time away. It does kind of feel like a midseason break, although it's felt like at times Atlanta United's had a few of those. Ronnie Dyla also spoke to the media, talked about it last week, the frustration that, you know, I was in the room with him after the New York City game, and it was the most frustrated I've ever heard a coach, ever seen a coach after a performance. I asked him about kind of what this matchup could look like, as we know what the style is that the Columbus Crew play. Here's the conversation with Ronnie Dyla.
Knowing the way Columbus plays, they're probably going to have a good bit of the ball on Wednesday night. Does that in some ways maybe simplify things for the team on the road?
I think, you know, they have 60% in average in the game, so they are a very possession team. So we need to defend well, that's for sure. But they also concede a lot of goals in established play. So you have opportunity to break them when you win the ball. So we have to show some quality on the ball. And then we also have to work on now to the transition for and against is important, you know, when you lose the ball, to make them take them on balance when you have opportunities, and also protect ourselves in these situations. So I think we just have to also accept sometimes that you don't have the ball 60-70% of the game, and then we have to suffer together, enjoy defending, and then you will get your opportunities for sure.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's interesting to hear Ronnie Dyla there after training on Monday and kind of how he's had to adjust this season with what he's working with this team, because if you have followed his career and you've seen his teams in the past, whether we're talking NYC, whether we're going back to Celtic, he's not a manager who would be happy saying what he said about you have to kind of accept that you're not going to have 60-70% of the ball. I think in a perfect world, he would want 60-70% of the ball. I think the issue that this team has in terms of having that much of the ball is winning the ball back and high up the field and that counter pressure. I think Atlanta United, when they've done that, they've looked very good this season, but it has been very inconsistent in the way that you can counter press and win the ball back. So you've had to drop off a little bit. And I think the shape change as well, even though it does make you more secure, which has been a desperate need. You know, Ronnie talked about it to the media. This team has not scored as many goals as the XG tells you that they should have, and they've conceded far more goals than the XG tells you that they should have. So you have to fix the defensive part to make the offensive part have any effect. I think he made the decision based off what he's working with and the personalities that he has, that he needed to go to three center backs to give you that extra person, and that it wouldn't necessarily hurt you on the other side, on the offensive side. And I think the stretch of games throwing the New York City result out because of the, I think the mistake that led to goal number one, and then the kind of capitulation after conceding a second goal in the second half, throw that one out because of those reasons. I think the 2-2-1 record when they went to the three center backs, starting in Austin, then the tweak to the midfield, and you saw, I think, some very good performances, but mistakes in your own half in possession have been your undoing. I think the three center backs idea has worked. But then when you're playing three center backs and you end up in a, and again, I think this was by default of what you had to do, because you go back to the Austin game, it was much more of a 3-4-2-1 where you can have three across the front. It's a lot harder to press with two than it is with three. With three, you can cover the field, you can cover the gaps, you can make it difficult even for a line of four to build out. It's just more complicated. With two, it's much easier for the opponent to have the spare man or maybe two spare people to then be able to pass around your pressure. So you have to compromise a little bit there and maybe not press as high. And with the pace in the back line, another reason why maybe you can't press quite as high. The back line has to drop. That means everybody's got to drop. So you've had to make the adjustments. Is it going to change the results as the rest of the year goes on? I don't know. The individual performances have to be better for that to happen. Atlanta's facing a Columbus Crew team that has been up and down at times this season. Let's check in with Chris Doran, the play-by-play commentator for Columbus Crew Radio, to get his thoughts on this match ahead of it.
Hey, Jason, thanks. It's good to be with you. You know, from a casual perspective, you could call tomorrow night's game for Columbus a trap game. I mean, they're at home. Atlanta's not won on the road yet. Columbus has got Philadelphia coming in on Sunday, and the Crew just beat Vancouver, the best team in the league. But the Crew were beat up before that Vancouver game. I mean, they allowed 11 goals over three games. Good news is center back Sean Zawadzki returned from injury for that 2-1 win over the Whitecaps. There are still some injuries and national team duty that's keeping the crew from full strength tomorrow night. We'll see 39-year-old goalkeeper Evan Bush likely get his third start of the season. If so, it'll be career start number 193. Maybe the best news coming out of that win over Vancouver was that newly added designated player Daniel Gosdag contributed to his first crew goal. He's adapted to the Wilfried Nancy system on the fly, but his comfort and movement off the ball, in tandem with Diego Rossi, seemed to really go up a notch the last time out. Now, heat's going to be a storyline in Columbus tomorrow night. We'll have index readings at or around 100. I know you guys call that a Tuesday down in Atlanta. Substitutions, quality, and timing thereof will likely provide some late-match drama for both squads.
Big thank you to Chris Dorn of Columbus Crew's radio team, your play-by-play commentator, for the update. A lot of injuries they're dealing with. Getting Sean Zawadzki back is a big bonus, and Daniel Gazdag starting to fire on all cylinders with Diego Rossi. That's a little scary if you're Atlanta United. I will be curious to see how the substitution patterns go with the heat that both teams will be dealing with at lower.com field. Tomorrow, 6:30, Abe and Maddie get you started from the Colony Square Studios, 7:40 for your kickoff here in Columbus with myself and Mike Conti. But before we get to that, coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, it's the 3-4-3, three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Coming up next on AST on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.